Net News. I'm Bill Wise. The National Weather Service is now saying a winter storm watch will be in effect from tomorrow evening through Friday afternoon, with heavy mixed precipitation possible, snow up to 3 inches, and ice accumulations up to 0.3 inches. The watch is for central, north central, northwestern, and west central Missouri, including Kirksville, Trenton, St. Joseph, Kansas City, Clinton, Sedalia, and Boonville. Power outages and tree damage likely due to the ice. The southern half of the state could experience heavy rain in the next couple of days, with two rounds. The first through tonight could have local amounts nearing 2 inches, and the second round from tomorrow into Friday could yield up to 4 inches near the Arkansas border. Officials are expecting minor flooding along some streams and rivers. Missouri's junior senator says the votes are there in the U.S. Senate to approve $2,000 in direct assistance to Americans.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley tweeted Tuesday, quote, "We've got the votes, let's vote today," end of quote, referring to a bill that would provide a $2,000 check to working Americans. Hawley and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders have been teaming up on this issue, with both senators saying working families are struggling. Senator Sanders tweeted Tuesday, quote, "Bring the $2,000 checks up for a vote, Mitch. That's what democracy is about. That's what the American people want," end of quote. Mitch refers to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
Senator Blunt says the recent hack of U.S. agencies by Russia is serious and more alarming because national security did not tell Congress.
They give the president information, but the intelligence agencies by law report to the Congress. So you're supposed to tell what you know when you know it to the oversight agencies in the Congress as it relates to intel. That's why only 15 members of the Senate are on that committee. This is something you shouldn't read about in the paper or hear about on the news.
Blunt is on the Senate Intelligence Committee that oversees such matters. The holidays can be a joyful time for many. However, Burrell Behavioral Health President Dr. C.J. Davis says it can also be a difficult time for some in long-term care centers, especially during this pandemic. He says they are experiencing significant bouts of loneliness and isolation.
Visiting in those facilities has gone down from about 50 to 60% of patients in those facilities down to 5%. You're looking at individuals that would spend 90% either outdoors on patios or some sort of socialized function, all the way down to less than 20%.
Davis says it's important for people to find a way to keep in contact with loved ones, such as by video chat. And the Miller County Sheriff's Office in central Missouri is investigating after human remains were found in a wooded area. Investigators have confirmed that the bones are human. They say they do not have a positive identification or know how long the bones have been there. Forensics experts with the Boone County, Missouri Medical Examiner's Office and the University of Missouri Department of Anthropology are examining the remains. This is news on Missouri Net.